if these interpretations often seem contrary, they still seem to approach or at least orbit a single historical phenomenon. Tentatively, we may identify it as the supremacy of language. Ding, ding, ding. This is exactly what liberalism is. The supremacy of language. I don't think I've ever read something that got to this point. You know, I've hinted at it a lot in the free time episodes, in the Baudrillard series. Baudrillard, he gets into some Baudrillardian language when he talks about, you know, how the sign has overtaken the symbol and whatnot. But to me, this is the biggest thing. This is totally the biggest thing. The property rights that liberalism promotes are the inscription of social relations in the crystal language of law. The unwillingness to undertake meaningful political action perceived by certain socialists is a consequence of the eclipse of action by language. The eclipse. This is why 2024, we're all about action, baby. Let's go. We got to get out there. This is what it's all about. We have to keep coming up with ideas and theories about the world as it is. We need a radical update to everything in our world because it's just not working. The internet's not fucking working. Even if you're fucking a whore to it and you're promoting your shit all the day. I see people like all the time, huge accounts get tons of engagement. They can't, you know, they can't do shit. I don't know, maybe they don't have to, but it's like, it's not moving the needle, man. Like, this shit does not fucking matter, bro. Like, seriously. The central point on which government must be restrained is in the freedom to express oneself, or it must be extended so as to enable the same. The preeminence of language may not be sufficient explanation of liberalism as a total phenomenon in all its glitteringly varied forms, yet it is not how many of its protagonists would have described its work, yet it is compelling. In considering any linguistic theory of liberalism, law must take center stage. The rule of law is an archetypally liberal ideal. It is the inversion of the age-old dictum according to which the monarch was the law incarnate. Rather than king or emperor speaking the law into existence, it is law itself that must speak through the judge. Deleuze wrote a lot about this when he wrote about sort of jurisprudence. Carl Schmitt obviously famously wrote about this. So we're going to skip through a few of this. But so in language that is objective, precise, and transparent, it profanes everything through its transparency. It is the norm embodied in the written word which prevails over the decision. Older understandings of justice now seem barely comprehensible. And if Chinese legalists sought to abstract from arbitrary will to transparent written law, the dismal record of the Qin dynasty showed the practical limits of their ambitions in the circumstances of the time. The liberal concept of the rule of law is, in many respects, historically unique, whether it is embodied in definitive code or in the Byzantine printed records of the court cases of common law. The most fundamental political claim of liberalism has always been the right to freedom of speech, to tolerance of the expression of opposing opinions. This is where we differ. I think, you know, there's been cases against freedom of speech in the past. I see all alternatives to freedom of speech. I don't think it holds up. I still think freedom of speech, especially today, is incredibly necessary. To me, it's more about grounding the symbol and giving it primacy within the commodity form itself. And this is kind of why I think if we're going to relinquish the word and give back to action and life, we need a radical economic restructuring